Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. The women's basketball transfer portal is down a player after guard KK Bransford decided to return to Notre Dame. Bransford announced her entrance into the portal on April 7th. After conversations with head coach Neil Ivey and looking at her options, Bransford decided staying in South Bend was her best bet. Retaining Bransford, who's averaged 7.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per game in 66 appearances, is a positive step towards crafting a complete roster, but Ivy still needs to go into the portal to find depth, especially in the post. A ninth-inning rally by Quad Cities dashed the South Bend Cubs' hope of getting a victory in their series opener. The River Bandits scored 5 runs in their last frame to beat the Cubs 8-5 last night. South Bend and Quad Cities will get together again tonight. You can hear it starting at 6:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Cockman, left field, the other way. McCormick at the wall. Gone! Mike Cockman the opposite way. Let's go, Mike! That's pretty well struck out towards left center. That one back on its way. Gone! His second of the night!
Audio from Marquee Sports Network. Mike Tauchman hit his first 2 homers of the season. The Cubs took a 5-run first inning lead into a 7-2 win over Houston last night. Cody Bellinger also hit a 2-run homer in the first, but left after the 5th inning with bruised right ribs. He appeared to get hurt running into the center field wall chasing down a ball in the 4th. X-rays showed no sign of fracture, and he's being reevaluated today. The Cubs did place right-hander Kyle Hendricks on the 15-day injured list with a lower back strain. They also put left-hander Drew Smyly on the 15-day injured list with a right hip impingement.
Slider.
Riley Green tears into another one! The Tigers lead!
Audio from Bally Sports Detroit. Riley Green went deep twice for his first multi-homer game. Mark Canha added a homer, and the Detroit Tigers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. Despite Eric Fetty's career-high 11 strikeouts and a 3-run homer by Eloy Jimenez in the 4th, the White Sox bullpen gave up a pair of home runs in the 8th and 9th innings before Alex Kirilov walked it off with an RBI single. Chicago loses 6-5 and drops to 3-20 on the season. Bears general manager Ryan Poles knows which player Chicago is going to select with the number 1 overall pick, but he's not ready to divulge particulars ahead of the NFL draft. The Bears are expected to take USC quarterback Caleb Williams with the number 1 pick tomorrow night. Prior to bringing the 22-year-old quarterback to Hallis Hall for a visit on April 3rd, Bears brass arranged a dinner near the team's facility for Williams and several current players. Poles said wide receiver DJ Moore, linebacker TJ Edwards, and tight end Cole Kmet had a chance to interact with the soon-to-be rookie quarterback. The feedback Poles got from the veteran players who interacted with Williams was the final part of the Bears' evaluation process.
Really intelligent guy. Came across as a really good teammate. Easy to talk to, down to earth. You know, we've talked through this process about, you know, the whole Hollywood thing. He's all ball, wants to work, wants to get better, wants to win as a team. That's the number one thing for him, on top of being successful. You know, I think the biggest thing is, like, does he fit in our culture and what we're trying to do? And all signs were that he does. So that was positive. We know what we're going to do, but everyone's going to have to wait till Thursday to go there.
You can hear the first round of this year's NFL draft starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Notre Dame defensive back Micah Bell announced he plans to enter the NCAA transfer portal. He only spent 1 season with the Fighting Irish. He's the 18th Notre Dame player to enter the transfer portal during or since the 2023 campaign. To soften the blow of its losses, the Fighting Irish have also added 9 players via the portal.
Siakam, the basket, count it and a foul.
Big time player.
Turner at the rim, count it and a foul.
Audio from Bally Sports Indiana. Pascal Siakam scored 37 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as the Pacers overcame another fantastic first half performance from Damian Lillard to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 125-108 last night and tie their Eastern Conference first round playoff series at a game apiece. Game 3 is Friday in Indianapolis. According to Stats Perform, Siakam is the first NBA player to open a postseason with consecutive 35-point, 10-rebound performances since Wilt Chamberlain in 1967. Minnesota is up 2-0 on Phoenix in their series after a 105-93 win. Dallas evened its series with the LA Clippers at a game apiece after winning 96-93. Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton said his younger brother was called the N-word by a fan while sitting in the stands during Game 1 of Indiana's first-round playoff series in Milwaukee.
And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that, and that was important for us to talk about, because that just didn't, you know, that didn't sit right with anybody in our, you know, in our family. And so it's just been important to have my family here right now, and my little brother's handled that the right way.
Halliburton was born about 90 miles from Milwaukee in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He has three brothers, two older and one younger, and said his immediate family had been in town with him for the start of the playoffs. This is his playoff debut in his home state. Caitlin Clark is getting her bag, and it's a big one. Clark will reportedly sign an 8-year, $28 million deal with Nike, and on top of the money, she'll be getting her own signature shoe. Clark is one of the hottest names in sports right now, with multiple suitors for her name and face, and she knows her own worth. Under Armour had reportedly offered Clark $16 million over 4 years, Adidas proposed $6 million over 4 years, Puma was also briefly in talks with the hoop star, but dropped out after learning Clark was seeking at least $3 million per year in any deal. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Rangers outlasted Washington 4-3 to go up 2-0 in their series. Florida needed overtime to beat Tampa Bay 3-2 to go up 2-0. Out west, Colorado beat Winnipeg 5-2, and Nashville topped Vancouver 4-1. Both of those series are now even at a game apiece. A Tallahassee judge has ordered Florida State and the ACC to enter mediation in hopes of settling a high-profile lawsuit that could dramatically impact the future of the league. Judge John C. Cooper technically approved the ACC's motion to dismiss Monday, but gave FSU 7 days to amend its complaint because the university needs more specificity regarding key facts in a case he said, quote, is worth up to $500 million, unquote.
Mostly cloudy skies to start today, becoming sunny, though, and staying a little bit cooler and breezy, high temperatures in the low 50s. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.